They settled soldiers in Asia Minor. These were members of the field armies, cavalry and infantry. Recreated the provincial administration of Asia Minor. These provinces are known as Themes, where a military governor, a strategos, ruled. They do not correspond to the old provincial or even ethnic boundaries of Asia Minor. They are new administrative units which were carved out to meet military requirements for defending the peninsula in the 7th and 8th century. And these Themes are eventually multiplied and changed, but they represent an organization brought in by the government in Constantinople. The Byzantine emperors also settled populations in Asia Minor. Due to plague and invasion, they had to make up the losses. There are very active colonization programs. Emperors bring in peasants from Europe, sometimes Greeks, sometimes Slavs. These are newcomers who are entering the Balkans in the 7th and 8th century. So the emperors of the Byzantine Dark Age are very interested in encouraging settlement. They also bring in large numbers of Armenians and Georgians from Transcaucasia, settling them as military settlers. So what happens is life across the peninsula of Asia Minor becomes militarized. Militarized in a way that the peninsula had not seen for maybe some 700 years. And it was the reorganization of Asia Minor for defense in the 7th and 8th century, which really did give the Byzantines the ability to resist these Arab raids, not to collapse the way the Persian Empire did, the way other rivals to the caliphate. This society of this martial society is captured in later Byzantine epic. There's a epic written known as Diogenes Akrites, and Akrites is a borderer, a lord on the border who fights the Muslims. And this border lord is remembered in later Byzantine epic as sort of the Christian Achilles. He wages war with the Arabs. He raids their cattle. There's a certain amount of wife swapping and stealing going on. And it's very much in the guise of this heroic martial medieval Middle Byzantine era. And the epic was remembered in later Greek tradition. It comes down in 13th and 14th century manuscripts. It's been rewritten, and it's been subject to a great deal of change, just as the Iliad. But it does give you a sense that there's this return to a heroic martial tradition in Asia Minor, especially on the plateau and along the Taurus Mountains, which is now the first line of defense for the Byzantine Empire. So these changes, which come to characterize the peninsula from the really from the opening of the 7th century through the middle of the 9th century, are very profound. That brings us to our second topic, which is, well, how does life change in the course of this crisis? Unfortunately, we don't have as good a documentary evidence as we would like. We have a lot more literature of the Roman Empire of centuries earlier than we do of this Byzantine Dark Age. We have several chronicles, and these are medieval-style chronicles, you know, chronicles of the world, especially by a man named Theophanes. We have no real historical accounts, you know, in that great classical tradition. We get them later on. We have historical accounts of the 11th century, particularly by Michael Psellus, who's a delightful, well, some would call him a historian, others a gossip monger. Michael himself will tell you he's the most brilliant philosopher since Plato, and he's even willing to debate Plato. Not one known for his modesty. But it's not until we get into the 11th and 12th century that we again have the kind of historical accounts we would like to have, so we understand changes of society and also acquire some sense of the personality of these emperors. We therefore turn to archaeology and physical evidence. In some ways, looking at the Middle Byzantine state is also looking at Anatolia going back to many of the patterns of life we saw in the early Iron Age. For one, the fighting on the plateau, which raged over the course of 250 years, really forces the nobles back onto the countryside. Classical cities, if they're in the way of Arab raiding parties, are targeted. They're sacked. A number of cities suffer. Cities on the shore, especially in Ionia and on the southern shore, are targets for Arab pirates. Miletus, Ephesus, these two cities in particular contract in size. Populations leave. The cities are refortified, Ephesus suffers a very violent sack in the 7th century. It's rebuilt on a much smaller scale. And so the cities of the shore, those cities that were so vital to disseminating Hellenic life starting in the Archaic Age, many of those cities either disappear or decline in the course of the Dark Age.